Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to Beat Mix? I know Disco Dan from Federal A is. Disco Dan, are you there?
I'm here.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Disco Dan has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am.
Which famous painter cut off part of his own ear?
Van Gogh.
Correct. Which member of the Beatles had dyslexia? What?
McCartney?
No.
McCartney?
No.
Ringo.
No.
Pass.
The 2015 movie Martian is set on which planet?
Mars.
Correct. A fathom is equal to how many feet?
10.
Jennifer Aniston and what other Friends actor starred in the Super Bowl Uber Eats commercial? What was the first music video to reach 1 billion views on YouTube?
Also pass.
Wendy's first introduced the Frosty in what late 60s year?
65.
No.
64?
No.
63.
No! Who co-stars alongside Jackie Chan in the Rush Hour movies?
Chris Tucker.
Oh, yes. Woo, Disco Dan.
Finishing strong, Disco Dan.
I almost feel like there's some kind of weird delay, maybe.
Yeah, because...
Yeah, my phone sucks.
I bet he remembers you so well. And Disco Dan, that wasn't too great. You got 3 correct. So I don't know if it was the phone. I don't know if that's the excuse.
There were some difficult questions in there. There might be a couple that Steve struggles through.
Come on.
We'll see.
Be real here.
I can see from the other room the look of frustration on Danny's face, so I'm very excited about this.
Wow.
Yeah. Steve, are you ready?
Yeah.
Which famous painter cut off part of his own ear?
Picasso.
No.
Da Vinci.
No.
Van Gogh.
There we go.
All right, I figured.
Which member of the Beatles had dyslexia?
I'm going to go with Paul McCartney.
No.
John Lennon.
Correct. The 2015 movie Martian is set on which planet?
Mars?
Yes. A fathom is equal to how many feet?
69.
No.
13?
No.
20?
No. Jennifer Aniston and what other Friends actor starred in the Super Bowl Uber Eats commercial?
Not Matthew Perry. Or was it? Matthew Perry.
No.
Oh, damn it. Ross Schwimmer.
No.
David Schwimmer.
There we go. What was the first music video to reach 1 billion views on YouTube?
Oh, what does the fox say?
No.
What music video?
Yes.
Baby Shark.
No.
Damn it. Despacito?
No. Wendy's first introduced the Frosty in what late 60s year?
69.
Nice. Yes.
Woo.
And with that, Steve,
that was stressful.
You got 5 correct, which is a win, 5-3. Disco Dan isn't even on the line anymore.
Mm. Oh, he texted in, Disco Dan here. My phone sucks.
Oh,
it sure does.
And apparently, he had.
Do you think he has an iPhone or a Droid?
A Droid. If it sucks, it's a Droid.
Oh, now we're gonna get all the texts.
I really like
Android
my Droid.
Users.
I love my Droid.
There's no delay for you ever.
I don't think so.
Because he blamed it on his phone, but. I don't really think that was the issue. A fathom is equal to how many feet?
6?
Yes!
And we learned yesterday that the fathom
is measures the depth of water.
Thank you for paying attention, Taryn.
Yes, but
you finally got David Schwimmer, Jennifer Aniston, starred in that Uber Eats commercial.
Ross Schwimmer included his character name and his real name.
Oh, man. What was the first music video to reach 1 billion views on YouTube?
Wasn't it Psy? Yes.
Gangnam Style.
No.
Oh, I went with what the Fox said. I should have went with that one.
Yes. Man, that was all the rage.
That was a weird time for music.
Yeah,
right around that time. I feel like there's a documentary waiting to be made of like the brief period of time where it was just awful, awful songs that became massively successful.
When you say that, I feel like there are still some awful songs being made this year.
You're right.
Honestly, you put a catchy dance to it and it just becomes popular, especially now on TikTok.
Yes.
Yep. Well, congratulations, Steve, on beating Disco Dan.
The Daily Migs Show.
Well, Rockaholics, according to a recent study, there are four common things that can absolutely ruin one's day. And they have also offered some advice on how to deal with
that. Okay. What's something that would ruin your day?
Being hungry.
Being hungry? So do you get hangry?
I do.
Oh, I'm
real
very
hangry.
I'm very much like you, too. There are moments where I realize that I'm just like my child. And even my wife will look at me like, are you just hungry? I say, yeah, actually, I'm very hungry right now.
It's the reason behind any mood swing I think I have probably ever had. It's like, has she had a snack lately? How's her blood sugar?
That's why I can never, and we've tried it before many, 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 many years ago, like the fasting type stuff. Like, I can't be a fasting, even like the people that do the intermittent fasting, I tried that for a week. I was like, I'm just in a bad mood intermittently then.
I can't do that.
It's intermittent bad mood, Steve.
No, thank you.
No, I'd much rather just deal with a little extra padding around the waistline so that I can be in a good mood. Being in a good mood is way more fun than having abs.
I would rather be a little bit fluffy.
Yes.
And joyful.
Yes.
So number one on the list, and I can relate to this as someone who commutes, traffic.
Oh, traffic.
Traffic is stressful. The best thing that you can do sitting in traffic is do something that you enjoy, like listen to the radio.
Might even recommend our show.
Listen to a podcast.
Might
also
recommend our podcast.
Or putting on an audiobook.
Might I recommend our audiobook. We don't have one. We should.
I can't wait for our audiobook.
Dude, I tried the audiobook thing recently because I was like, I commute so much. Coming to work, it's a breeze. There's no traffic. It's unless there's something random. But going home, sometimes, depending on what time I leave work, really, anytime after 1 o'clock, I'm dealing with traffic. I was like, I'll be the audiobook guy. I'll get some. So I recently downloaded, or not downloaded, I got the Rick Rubin book, new Rick Rubin book, because I love Rick Rubin. I love everything he has to say. I love his interviews. But man, he read the audiobook, and I made it one chapter. I almost drove off the road. I got so, not out of anger. I started nodding off.
Is he boring?
He's just so chill.
Oh, okay.
Like, this would be a good book to listen to if you want to meditate in a room and not do anything and maybe take a couple of, Z's and you fall asleep for a little bit. But, like, driving when you're already tired in traffic, not a good idea.
Do you think he should have had someone else read on his behalf? Would it have made it better?
He could have, like, a traffic version.
Yeah.
And for the traffic version, like, he's yelling it or someone's yelling.
Number two on the list of things that can ruin our day.
I do have to say real quick, shout out. One of the greatest compliments I think I've ever received getting to do this job is whenever we do a listener party or out and about, maybe just wherever we are, and someone comes up and says, hey, thanks for making my commute to work easier. It always hits me hard because I'm just like, commuting sucks.
Yeah.
And if we could help you make your commute even just a hair better, that's like the ultimate compliment.
That we're doing our jobs. Number two on the list of things that could ruin our day, canceled plans.
Oh, I get fired up when plans are canceled.
I do too. I'm like, yes.
There are times when somebody sends me that text and you could tell that like they're being so apologetic and I'm reading and I'm like pumping my fist. I'm just like, yeah, man, it's cool. I totally get it. But in my head, I'm just like, thank you. I don't have to do anything today.
Yeah. I'll forgive you this one time.
Yeah. Man, you know what? Drinks are on you next time we see each other.
That's the way you make up for it. Number three. I think a lot of us can relate to this in this area, the weather.
Mm.
There's a lot of people that have seasonal affective disorder.
I hate when it's sunny and beautiful out.
Oh,
it pisses me off.
I mean, look outside at this gorgeous sunrise right now.
This has just been such a strange week and a half, I feel, though. One minute, it's like the weather, it's like 50 degrees, but sunny. And you're just like, this is great. Let's go outside and do stuff. Then the next day, it's wet snow. So I can't get a handle on this.
Well, I do a lot better with the bad weather when our days are longer, which are now it's starting to happen every day. You know, the sun is setting a little bit later, a little bit later. So I can deal with the weather a lot better when the days are longer because I can actually get outside and, you know, do things even if it's raining.
I almost want to double down. Bad weather and traffic.
Oh!
Makes you want to punch your steering wheel. it just sucks the life out of you.
It really does. Number four on the list of common things that can ruin our day. Our appearance.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What you're wearing today is really pissing me
off.
Well,
I mean, I look like an auto mechanic.
Yeah, I keep waiting for you to pump my gas.
For anyone who's wondering what I'm talking about, my appearance today, it's a denim
is it like
jumper,
a onesie? I don't even know what it is.
But it has patches on it as if I earned them as like a NASCAR pit crew
member.
Like
a little racing flag on it. It even
says speed.
Right by your pocket, it says pit crew.
Excuse me, my eyes are up here, Steve.
I know. Can't help it with that giant patch that says pit crew.
Did you get dressed in the dark this morning? What happened?
And then I put a hat on, which means you guys know if there's a hat on, it means that this girl needs a shower.
I do like the outfit, but it's very random. I have to admit, now that we're talking about it, can we address this elephant?
What are the other? Hold on. What are the other patches?
It's like a onesie.
Pro Circuit Riley.
I've never seen a denim
Riley?
Onesie.
Yeah, me either.
Racing. There's a bald eagle.
Yeah, it's got the most random patches. Did you pick this out?
I mean, I rent clothes.
Excuse me?
I rent clothing to help me feel better about my appearance.
And then again, I am not, it looks fine. Like, this is not me saying you look stupid or anything like that.
Oh, it's not at all.
Even saying you look fine is not great.
No, it looks
great.
And then his voice goes up. You look fine.
You look fine.
You look fantastic. It's just very random.
But I do look like there's like a car. There's going to be a race car coming around the corner, and I'm bringing a tire over, and I'm going to change the tire. That's the whole vibe today.
The way you just fake ran.
So you rent clothes. So does it show up, and you don't bother to look at it? You just put it on.
No,
and come to work?
I chose this. This was a chosen. I picked this outfit. I chose it. I really like rompers, but they can be expensive, so I rent them instead. Steve, I want you to have a matching one, and then we'll look like a team.
100%. If you find a matching version of that for dudes, I would wear that in a heartbeat.
So I rent these. I rent clothing every month. You get like 6 pieces a month.
Okay.
And then you don't have to like buy new clothes all the time because I don't like to spend money on clothes. I'd rather spend money renting them and then give them back.
At least you don't have to overthink it. It's just things show up. You're like, either you like it or not. If you don't like something, can you send it back?
Yes, you can. If it's like the wrong size or something like that. So,
you chose not to send this one back.
Steve wants to choose for me to send this one back.
You should send the group chat pictures of what you get. And we'll let you know what we... Dude, I'm just giving you a hard time. Look, I'm wearing the same thing I wore 2 days ago.
But the crazy thing is this rental company, if there's something that you want to buy, like if you like something and you want to buy it, there's like a price. They give you like a discount on it. So you guys are saying I should not buy this one? This should not be... Not saying that at all.
I think you should absolutely buy this one. No, I really think you should keep this one now. Because we got to find my matching one.
We got to find your matching one. Okay, then I'm going to have to buy it.
Yes.
I did. There was one time, it was a Grateful Dead sweater that I was like, yeah, I think I want to buy this. But it was like $100 and something. And I'm like, no, that's why I rent my clothing, because I'm cheap.
Will you please let us know how much that ends up costing you to keep?
Oh, yeah. I'll look it up on the app.
A few people are texting. We need to see what Taryn's wearing. Please post it on social media. Yeah, just find our social medias at Daily Migs on like Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, wherever. I don't know where it's going to go, but it'll go to one of those places.
And then you'll see me on the sidelines at the next F1 race.
I think it's awesome. I'm just giving you a hard
time. Thanks, Steve. I can't wait for you to be matching with me.
The Daily Migs Show.
Rockaholics, what was the most memorable job that you ever had? The one job that you will never forget. 206-803-ROCK. Give us a call and tell us all about it.
So was it the Baskin-Robbins job for you?
That was a big one. Obviously, the naughty car wash in Stanwood was a good one.
Okay, wait. It wasn't naughty in the way that I think people are going to think that you just said.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that was bad. I should rephrase that.
Although there were those kind of car washes, like a bikini car wash type companies for a minute. Yeah.
Ours was not that kind of naughty car wash. We were just bad employees.
You were stealing from the company.
Well, yeah, there were a few things that
like money, a few things.
Yeah, dollars.
Yeah.
there was some beer stolen here and there. And then they found out and they put cameras in the coolers.
Why was there beer at a car wash? Were you selling beer?
It was connected to the AM/PM. It still is.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was like, what kind of weird setup is this? Like, hey, come to a car wash, buy some beer. Not at all strange to combine the two.
No, so they had, it was the soft and foamy car wash attached to the AM/PM in Stanwood. And so they would hire like high school kids to run the car wash. And then there were employees of the AM/PM that worked inside. But we would sometimes have to do tasks within the AM/PM, like stocking the beer fridge, making the delicious food that you can get in the, you know, on the warming.
The pre-made stuff. Yeah.
All that good stuff. Oh, the spicy chicken sandwich brings me back, baby. The nacho cheese. All that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
We would have to, you know, stock things. But
I love it called Soft and Foamy, too. That makes it, that's like a failed hip-hop song, Soft and Foamy.
And we would, I mean, there were probably maybe 10 of us that worked there, and we were all just hooligans.
Yeah.
Just getting into trouble. But when we got busted for stealing beer and they put cameras in the walk-in coolers, that's when we had to tone it down.
See, for me, the job, though, it's not similar in that we were hooligans, but we were definitely being idiots. My buddy's brother owned this little, like, right off the boardwalk in New York, like kind of like Coney Island area. There was like a little snack place called Sandcastle Snacks. Ooh. And it was awesome because my buddy Chris and I would just get stoned. And we would just hang out, and if nobody was coming up to buy stuff, we would just eat stuff. And his brother never really cared. I think it was just like, he was like basically just like his parents were paying for it. It was like just that he needed a job. And so he was running this place. So like, I feel like some mozzarella sticks. So we would just like make up some mozzarella sticks. I feel like some chicken nuggets, make some chicken nuggets. But then in a weird way, like we got to experience some kind of corrupt stuff. There was this police officer that would come over. He's like, hey, can I go hang out in the back? Like, all right, sure. Like, we're not going to tell the cop no, but we're kind of freaking out because, like, we're pretty stoned. And we're like, what's going on? So he goes in the back, and the dude takes off all of his clothes.
What?
And he has a bathing suit shorts on. And he went and sunbathed in the back grass that was behind the Sandcastle Snacks place. And he would just hang out there, and he would have his, like, little radio by his side just in case. And he would just get, like, some sun for hours. He would just chill out and relax.
Was this, like, on shift and, like, oh, it's slow right now. I guess yes. I'll just go get some sun?
He was fully, like, he'd have his little radio and his gun. He wouldn't leave the gun near us, which is smart. Not that we would have done anything. It's not like we were like, let's shoot some guns. Uh-huh. But, like, there he was. And I remember the first time he did that, it wasn't even like he told us, like, hey, just so you guys know, I'm going to take off all my clothes and go sunbathing in the back. He was just like, can I use your back? And we're like, sure. Not knowing what he needed to do there, but we thought it was going to be like, oh, he's got some police activity to do. This is going to be amazing. And then we go back there, and you see his uniform. And then we're like, where is he? And then we look in the back. I'm like, Chris, he's out there. He's just sunbathing, chilling out.
He's not setting up a sting operation.
Nothing.
He's bathing in the sun.
But what are we going to do? I tell him, no, you know, it's like, all right, sure. Go knock officer. Yourself out. Yeah.
I mean, he had nothing better to do? Patrol? No.
I mean, it was just on the boardwalk. I guess there was nothing better to do. Or he just didn't care.
I guess if it's a slow time of day, sure. Mark in Tacoma, you worked at Seahawks Stadium as on-field security.
Yes, I did.
So did you get to watch all the games?
Kind of. I mean, I could see the game. I was what they called a rabbit. And so what I did is I kind of watched the field and scanned the stadium for people that jumped in onto the field.
And then you would thump them like a rabbit?
I would go, I'd go run after them and tackle them. And
awesome!
Did you ever have to tackle a streaker?
Not a streaker, but I did have to I went after five people.
Wow!
I did it for 10 years.
Did you have any fun interaction with some of the players?
No, they don't really like you to talked about. I mean, I saw him like walking around and stuff, and you know, warming up and
right.
But you can't like take pictures with them, or you're not supposed to talk to them. But you get to see them up close, and some of those linemen are giants.
Now, what about like you know famous singers and you know folks that come in to perform the national anthem? Did you ever get to meet any famous singers or anybody like that?
I saw where I was sitting, I saw a lot like walk by. I'd seen them up close, but never really talked to them.
So you're chasing people. Are you a pretty fast guy?
Yeah.
Wow.
Did you run track in high school?
No, I didn't, but I played baseball and could run the bases really fast. And so what we did was we had a lineup and we did a 40-yard dash. And the top six people got it.
No way. You raced for your job. That's amazing.
And then you became one of the rabbits.
Yeah.
So was there ever times let's just say something crazy's happening during the game. Would you try and figure out a way to strategically place yourself so you can watch what's about to happen?
Oh, yeah. I remember one time when Marshawn Lynch ran that earthquake run.
Yes.
And I was like, I couldn't get my eyes off that. That was just incredible.
Oh.
And I saw the Muff field goal. I was right there at that end zone with Dallas.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
When Tony Roma muffed the snap.
I got to be in a suite. Yeah. I almost fell out of the suite because I was so fired up during that one.
I thought it was going to turn out to be bad because if they would have scored, they would. I think if it was a field goal, it would have tied it.
Oh, man, I don't remember.
I can't remember either. But, yeah, if they would have scored, it would have been even worse. But, yeah, it was. There was a lot of different things I saw.
Hell yeah, go Hawks, Mark.
Yeah.
Go Rabbits. Go Rabbits.
That's what a fun nickname.
I do love it. I was like, oh, did you find a person, you thump them? He's like, yes, exactly. That's what we did. I was like, oh, I was just coming up with a stupid theory.
It's a tough job.
The Daily Migs Show.
Think for a second, if you will. What was the most memorable job you ever had? The one job that you could never, ever forget. Call us up now, 206-803-ROCK. The reason we're asking is because we saw this list that BuzzFeed put together of jobs famous people had before they became famous.
Earlier, we were talking about how I don't get too caught up in the relationships that celebrities have been in. But for some reason, I do find this interesting and fun just to see where they came from. You know, did they work somewhere crappy or were they just kind of handed a great life where they got to become an actor at a younger age and then just end up being rich as F for the rest of their lives? Whereas some of these celebrities maybe had to work at a fast food place. And I don't know why, but I do find that interesting to think that somebody's coworker eventually became a big time celebrity.
Terry Crews was a courtroom sketch artist.
Wow. Is that a good paying gig?
I'm glad you asked, Steve, because I looked it up.
Okay, that's so funny. We have the same brain.
It depends on where in the country and depending on experience and all that, but it looked like it topped out at about $72,000. Okay. Average is about $51,000.
Because it's very specific. You have to be good at that.
Yeah, it said you have to have some vocational training and, you know, obviously be halfway decent at art.
Yeah.
But that one really kind of shocked me. Lil Nas X was a ride attendant at Six Flags Magic Mountain.
I wonder how long ago, because there's a very good chance that he saw me go through that line multiple times and then buy a t-shirt because I love Space Mountain as much as it.
Well, some people might have
Magic
seen.
Magic Mountain, that's different. Yeah. Never mind.
I was about to Disney police you, Steve.
I know, my bad. Don't want to be shamed by the Disney people. Space Mountain and Magic Mountain, completely different rides. Yep.
If you've been to Universal Studios Hollywood, Sydney Sweeney was hired to be a tour guide there.
What?
Who's Sydney Sweeney?
The girl in the Aerosmith videos.
Rolling Stones.
Alicia Silverstone.
Rolling Stones?
No, the Rolling Stones, I'm sorry.
Oh, that new Rolling Stones video?
Yeah, Rolling Stones.
She's also in Euphoria. Yeah.
Sign me up for
a
tour.
A babe.
All day long.
Damn.
This one's kind of crazy because this is also very specific. Meghan Markle was a calligrapher and taught calligraphy classes.
Yeah, again, did you Google what kind of a salary?
No, but this is
that
weird.
That seems very specific, too.
I follow an account on Instagram, and it's just somebody writing calligraphy, and it is the most relaxing thing to watch.
It is. But if you ever try, I remember when I was a kid, I tried to learn how to do calligraphy, and it did not go well. I got the pen and everything, and I just was ending up scraping the paper, and it still kind of get, you know how certain things, like nails on a chalkboard kind of a thing, or teeth on a fork.
You feel it in your inner ear?
I feel it in my soul. Yeah, I was terrible at calligraphy.
Well, you asked about fast food restaurant workers. Margot Robbie worked at Subway. She was a sandwich artist?
Yeah, sandwich artist.
Wendy's is where Eva Longoria worked for 6 years.
Could you imagine that, looking back on it, if you were working at that Wendy's and all of a sudden you're like, whatever happened to Eva? And have you watched, was it Modern Family?
They better have her, you're thinking of Sofia Vergara.
Oh, yeah.
Not Eva Longoria.
This is how terrible I am with celebrities.
But I hope that they have their like picture up in the lobby or something.
Right next to Wendy?
Well, maybe it, like for like a recruitment, like come work for us. You could maybe go places.
One day you might leave this job and actually become a celebrity. I don't know if that's necessarily a selling point.
Rachel McAdams worked at McDonald's for 3 years.
Now we're talking.
Yep. I mean, I wonder if she still gets the discount.
Do you think, is there a discount for an employee?
I mean, I would think so. Or maybe you just get like a free meal while you're there.
Have you ever worked at McDonald's?
No.
I tried.
Really?
How long did you try for?
Just last week I tried to get a job there. It's like, I'm done with this radio thing.
I had a cousin that worked at a McDonald's in Seattle when we were kids. And I think he got fired shortly after we went there and he gave us free food. It happens. There was also one that kind of was shocking to me. Whoopi Goldberg was a morgue beautician.
Now, I've heard that, I don't know if you did the research, but I've heard like when you work at the morgue, you get paid pretty decently. You would want to, right?
Yeah, I would think so.
Could you do that for a living? Make up dead people?
I don't know. I don't know if I could.
The price is right, I feel like. If
I'm worried about the smell.
Ooh. Oh, I don't have that bad of a sense. I have a pretty, like, very limited sense of smell, so it would have to be pretty bad for me to notice.
That's the one thing I worry about the most.
The average for a Seattle mortuary beautician is $49,000.
Oh, I thought it was more than that.
No, they say they top out at $59,000.
Oh, that'd be so frustrating. Yeah, you're working with dead people. I'd be like, you got to pay me more. Yeah. You have to pay me way more to be putting lipstick on a dead person.
One of these famous people that I also had this job, Amy Poehler, worked at an ice cream shop. And I worked at a Baskin-Robbins back in the
day. You did?
But I have to tell you, this is so embarrassing. Also, we were talking about calligraphy. You know, at the ice cream shops, you have to decorate the cakes.
Yes.
You know, I had such a terrible, like, unsteady hand that I could never work alone at the Baskin-Robbins. I always had to have, like, a buddy in case somebody came in and wanted an ice cream cake or whatever decorated because I was so bad at writing happy birthday, Timmy. I had to have like a person there in case, just in case, because I could not perform the task.
Do you think you can do it now? Or is
no. I mean, writing in cursive is hard enough as it is. Writing in cursive with, you know, a tip of with frosting coming out of it is very hard. Sorry.
I'm just picturing like if you actually did it, they get like, was there an earthquake? Who wrote?
The lady that owned the place used to like sit me in the back and like give me a sheet. Mm-hmm. You know, like a plastic sheet and just have me practice.
Yeah.
And I never got good enough to where she would let me work by myself.
That's crazy. You think she would have just fired you? You had to bring another employee on just to handle you?
I had a great career at the Pullman Baskin-Robbins.
I mean, clearly she must have liked you enough to be like, we got to bring someone else in just to do the handwriting part.
I mean, I can scoop all the scoops. I've got very strong
wrists.
That
doesn't require much effort and skill.
Well, yeah, you have to have a strong wrist. You don't want to end up with carpal tunnel.
Again. You must have been very charming. Because if I'm like the manager of a Baskin Robbins and like the part of your job is to be able to write happy birthday Timmy and you can't do that, I'd be like, you know what? I hate to break it to you. You're just not cut out for, you're not Baskin Robbins material.
Maybe I was so great at scooping that she just looked past my shortcomings.
I feel like you could train anybody to scoop.
Rockaholics, we want to hear from you now. 206-803-ROCK. What was the most memorable job you ever had? The one job you'll never forget.
The Daily Migs Show.